Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So a decade ago, we shifted our attention at work every 3 minutes. Now we do it every 45 seconds, and we do it all day long. The average person checks email 74 times.
Holy crap, you guys. I did a TED Talk, and they put it out into the world this week. That was a clip of me on the main stage in Vancouver. I'm Anoush Zamarodi. And you know what my note to self was while I was up there? Don't throw up.
I realized that I was never bored. And anyway, don't only boring people get bored? But then I started to wonder, what actually happens to us when we get bored? Or more importantly, what happens to us if we never get bored?
Today, just a quick update on what the team and I are cooking here at Note to Self and how it involves you. But first, can I just vent a little more? Being asked to do a TED Talk was a huge honor, yes. But no joke, it was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences I've ever had. Of course, when I was up there, I talked about how boredom can ignite original thinking and how we need to change our digital habits to find that boredom. That is what my upcoming book, Bored and Brilliant, is about too. And it all goes back to that project that tens of thousands of you did with me in 2015, the Bored and Brilliant Project. So my TED Talk features a lot of your voices, because that's what we do here.
I feel a little bit crazy because I have noticed that I pick up my phone when I'm just walking from one room to another.
And afterwards, so many folks from the audience, yes, some of them famous, came up to me and said that they'd never heard anything like it. So thank you, dear listeners, for doing the project, telling us how it went, and frankly, being open to change. Even those of you out there who were skeptical, you trusted us enough to try it, and we don't take that for granted. In fact, I would like to thank you in person, because I am going on the Bored and Brilliant book tour, and I am hoping to see you. So here's the deal. The book comes out on September 5th, and I'll be going to Madison, Connecticut, The Strand here in Manhattan with On the Media's Brooke Gladstone. Then I'm headed to Austin, Raleigh, Chicago, Montclair, New Jersey, Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Denver. We're also working on LA, Michigan, and maybe Madison, Wisconsin in October. What does this mean other than that my husband and children are going to disown me? It means that, yes, I want to talk about the book, but also this is a chance for you to meet up with other Note to Self listeners. We've never done that before. And you know what I'm really looking forward to? I'm really looking forward to looking in your eyes and hearing what's up with you and how the show and I can help by exploring or investigating a topic or question that has been on your mind. I hope you'll take me up on this invitation. Find out when I'll be at a cool indie bookstore near you by going to my personal website, manoushz.com, manoushz.com, and just click on the events tab. Okay, so you guys were really into the mini-series we put out earlier this month on how we can save the planet. That makes me so happy. Because as we learned, small, constructive steps in how we use technology and how we change our everyday habits can influence other people. And I know y'all are influencers and change makers. If you haven't listened, just go back in your feed. These are 5 short, constructive episodes about channeling our environmental anxiety. And if you heard the series and you liked it, please share them far and wide. And this is just a quick hello in the middle of August to keep you updated on what's going on here and to let you know what's coming up this fall. We're going to have some seriously badass women on the show, including relationship therapist Esther Perel on how to deal with online dating, techie turned feminist literary mastermind Ellen Ullman on coding while female. And of course, listeners, we want to feature you. So here's my question. What's the one thing that sticks out in your mind 2 years later if you did Bored and Brilliant in 2015? Did you make a change to your phone habits? Like maybe you never or rarely walk and text anymore. Or maybe you do this thing where you watch a pot of water come to a boil when you need to solve a problem in your life. Tell me. I need to know what continues to resonate most with you. Share a quick story, a tip, or a memory with me. Record a voice memo on your phone and email it to notetoself@wnyc.org. And you lovely people who've been tweeting at me that you've pre-ordered the book, what is your pain point these days? Are notifications driving you crazy? Is it just busyness more generally? I want to know. Right. So, to sum up this little podcast missive, and of course, we'll put all this in the weekly Note to Self newsletter and on our website at notetoselfradio.org. The Bored and Brilliant TED Talk is out. Watch it. Tell me if I look as nauseous as I felt. The Bored and Brilliant book is coming soon, September 5th. All listener names have been changed for privacy reasons, but maybe you'll recognize yourself in it. By pre-ordering Bored and Brilliant, you can help me cajole Amazon's algorithms into putting it on their homepage. And success means that we can do more wacko experiments together in the future. And finally, the Bored and Brilliant tour is kicking off shortly. Maybe I'll read passages from the book, or maybe I'll just make everyone stare at a wall for 15 minutes. Who knows? Come to the indie bookstore near you, and you can find out. Okay, God, this is less of a note to self episode and more of a to-do list, but I promise it's because I love you. Anyway, enjoy the rest of August. Hashtag get bored. Or don't hashtag. Just do it. Get bored. And make these last days of summer stretch out like silly putty. The Note to Self team rocks and is Jen Poyant, Kat Aaron, Megan Cunane, and Joe Plord. Matt Boynton is pretty great, too. Note to Self is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Manoush Zomorodi.